One of our standing Monday guests is Dr. Hermine Hartman. She is a big voice in Chicago, a media pioneer, and the founder of Indigo.com. What is your big plan for Thanksgiving, Dr. Hartman?
I am cooking a non-traditional Thanksgiving dinner for the very first time ever.
I love that. So non-traditional, meaning what are you serving?
Salmon and some vegetables, asparagus and carrots and mushrooms. And I'm going to make a peach and blueberry cobbler.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, I mean, I don't know how we decided that turkey was the thing we wanted to cook on Thanksgiving. It takes a long time. It's not the greatest dish in the world, and so I fully support your salmon.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got healthy people coming, and they say they don't eat meat, and then this one doesn't eat fish. And so I said, okay, we're going to do salmon, and then I'll do loads of vegetables and have a good day.
Perfect. Well, I hope it is a fabulous day for you.
What about you, Lisa? What are you doing?
Well, I am laying low because we are flying out on Thursday to tour Christkindl markets in Germany.
Oh, boy. That's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun. Yeah.
The real deal you're doing.
Right. But my son is coming home. And so for that, I took the butterball out of the freezer today and I'm thawing it. And I'll do some of the traditionals, but I know he's going to ask for an Italian dish. So I'll be whipping up some kind of shrimp pasta or something as well.
How about lasagna?
Oh, you must have talked to him, because if he could get me to make lasagna before Thanksgiving, that's all he would want. So maybe I'll start on that.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. What are you writing about this week on Indigo.com?
Well, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you and to your listeners. But, you know, we're still thinking, considering, trying to figure out national politics. So, you know, this has been ever on my mind. So I thought about, what did the Democrats really not do, and what did Trump really do? And here's what I come up with in essence, Lisa. One of the things I think missing from the Democratic Party is the civil rights voice. And what I mean by that is, if we really look at the significant changes in the last 50 years that have really, really been made, it's not come from inside the political family. It's come from outside. It's been external forces. It's been movements. So we see Dr. King and the change that he brought with open housing and the end of segregation. We look at what Jesse Jackson did in changing the Democratic Party. We look at some of the civil rights minds that went into politics, like Andrew Young, like John Conyers, like Bobby Rush, like John Lewis. So the movement propelled them. The movement pushed them. But the movement also gave definition, and they articulated reasoning, cause, purpose. And we're seeing a contemporary history, but we're lessening the contemporary movement. So that voice that provided reason, rationale, justification for the fight for American principles, it was missing from the Democratic Party. On the other hand, the Republicans picked it up. They had a movement. The Republicans are now the MAGA people. The Republicans are now the Trump Party. And they had a movement going on. And so America likes innovation. We like change. We like tradition, and that's not contradictory. And we like movements. And I think that has to be fostered into the discussion of who won, who lost, and the whole political dynamic. I think we are very ripe in this country for a third political party that could really, really, really take off. Because Republicans are no longer Republicans, Democrats are no longer Democrats. We're seeing crossover all over the place for different reasons.
I have to ask, so the people you're inviting for Thanksgiving, I would imagine that this will be a topic. You're not frightened to offend anyone. You will definitely be discussing the state of the politics in our country?
I'll have you know, one of the persons coming is a MAGA person. One of the persons is a Democratic person. One of the persons coming is a young woman Democrat who voted for the first time. So I'm sure we'll have some lively conversation on who, what, when, where, and why. One of the persons I have coming was really a supporter of Robert Kennedy's. And he was trying to get me actually to interview Robert Kennedy, which I agreed to. However, the logistics just didn't work out. But he went from MAGA to Kennedy, Kennedy back to Trump.
And so I always think it's wonderful, too, as long as everyone is respectful and gives everyone an opportunity to engage. But I have read repeatedly, and I personally know people who are not gathering for Thanksgiving because they fear that some members of their family or those invited to their table will turn it into a big argument. And I just feel bad because I just hate that politics are dividing our families.
Well, dividing our families, dividing our country. And we pray, we hope, we think that Trump will do the right thing to bring our country together, because we've got enough going on. We've got enough changes with AI and the moonwalks and all of that changes in the air. We don't need this divide, and we definitely can't allow it for families. I would not entertain people in my home that I was unassured of. I mean, we're not coming to fight. We're coming to, you know, celebrate Thanksgiving and talk about what we're also thankful of. We're not coming to bring a sword fight. We're not doing that at all. That's out. But we can't afford that, Lisa. Our families are more important than our politics.
Someone just said, first they said, so my question is to Dr. Hermine Hartman that you're talking with. I apologize that I did not know her first name. What about protecting women in the LGBTQ movement? Didn't count. And then they went on to say, also, she needs to video record her Thanksgiving because, wow, what a group. We'd like to see how that, you know, how that plays out.
Oh, boy. What an idea. All right. Tell her she's on. Tell her I'll record some of it.
Yeah, I think that's
great.
I'll
record some of it. But wait a minute. I'm not going to threaten my food, though. I'm not going to threaten my food, but I'll sit at that table and say, all right, Lisa's people want to know, what are you all thinking about?
Yeah.
We'll record some of it, and I'll share it with you. I'll definitely share with it. And
listen, that'd be wonderful.
All people beautiful, all people equal. We're all the same. We talk about our differences, but Lisa, when it gets right down to it, you know, we're one and the same. Our education might differ us. We spend too much time on race. It's there. It's live. It's well. I understand it. But, Lisa, you got to get out of this country sometimes and see what an American really does look like on the other side.
And we will be doing that on Saturday. I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll chat when I get back.
And you too. And thank you so much. Much love to you and your family.
I feel the same towards yours. Dr. Hermine Hartman, you will find her at indigo.com. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.